Welcome everybody to the new show. Actually, scrap that. I'm not even gonna talk about the new show. I'm not gonna say new me, new year, none of that. You know, that's just a gimmick, that's just a hype. But I'm about to be real with y'all. I'm about to be transparent. And I've been struggling for some time now, trying to get back into this. I mean, I went in it strong. I had a lot of, you know, contact that I want to give y'all. I had a lot of messaging or a lot of message that I want to deliver. And to be honest, yo, I feel like I just fell off. Just, I don't want to blame COVID. I don't want to blame my circumstances. I'm just going to be real. Like, I just fell off. And I've been trying to get back. And some of y'all can relate to just that, what I'm saying. Just trying to get back. Like, I fell off on my routine, whether it's working out, my business, my family, you know, yourself, self-care. And you trying to get back. You struggling and trying to find your way back to set thing. And this is what it's about. Rebuilding. You know, what does that mean? What does that even look like? Rebuilding. And some of us, you know, I could talk for myself. This is why it took so long. Like, I'm thinking, like, I need to rebuild the old me. And not for nothing, you don't have to. I mean, again, this is just my takeaway. This is just me speaking on me. Rebuilding doesn't mean that you rebuild the old version of you up better. I mean, that could be a way of rebuilding. Or you can just rebuild something new, something beautiful, something that's completely different. And when I started this, I was so focused on relationships, communication, intimacy, sex, money, business, motivation. And I felt like I lost sight of that. I felt like I lost sight of the steam, the momentum. And I want to get a little bit deeper. I know prior to this episode that I'm doing, I made a episode about intimacy, and I feel like it was kind of mediocre. It wasn't that great and stuff like that. But I thank you for listening. But I don't think it was good. I don't think it was the best version of me. I think I was trying too hard. That's what it was. I was trying to give y'all something that wasn't ready. I was trying to push the process and push out something just to get something out there because I didn't want to lose my audience. And I had to take some time and listen to me. I had to figure out, why did I do this anyway? Why did I want to be a podcaster? Why do I want to have my voice be heard? And to be honest, why I wanted to be heard is I wanted people to understand that whatever struggle, whatever you're going through, you're not alone. In the realm of relationships, intimacy, friendship, business, sex, spiritually, especially as a Black young entrepreneur, I wanted to talk about the struggles and the day the day task of life from my perspective. I know, you know, like I said, prior to this, you know, episode, I did talk about I want to share a lot of different perspectives from men's point of view, and I'm going to do that. But I'm going to start off with me, and I'm going to continue to start off with me until, you know, people want to, you know, tag along and stuff like that. I'm not going to sit around and wait anymore. I'm not going to Twitter my thumb and say, hey, like, okay, well, I put out a show, you know, people just going to be knocking at my door to want to, you know, jump on the air with me. No, I got to do my due diligence and making my channel grow into the audience or out to the audience that people want to be a part of. I feel like When I started off, I had a lot of people jumping on and wanted to talk about it because it's a very taboo topic. Relationships. Everybody, I mean, we all struggles with relationships, whether it's intimacy, money, sex, religion, or just being heard or even being seen. So I feel like the relationship avenue, the fact that I do love the relationship aspect, don't get me wrong, I still think that it was easy. Sorry about that, excuse me. I think it was easy. I don't think it was the best version of me that I can give you. By all means, I had fun, and everybody I talked to and everybody that I interview, we had a ball. But I think I was playing in my comfort zone, and I'm done. I'm done playing in my comfort zone, and that's basically what rebuilding it was going to be about, man. You're going to hear the confident version that you're hearing now. You're going to hear topics that I wanted to talk about, but I wasn't too sure that you wanted to hear. I'm going to talk about things that, again, might be uncomfortable for me to air out, but I want to be transparent, man. I want to be real. I want to talk about things that matters to me. And by all means, if you like it, please, like always, like I said before, that's not gonna change. Please share it, like it, tell a friend to tell a friend. But I'm gonna give you not the watered down version of me, not the version that I think that y'all want to hear. I'm gonna give y'all me. I'm gonna give y'all the real version of Ty Pratt. With that said, I wanna say, welcome to rebuilding.